Liam McEnany, everybody. Thank you all so much. You're too kind. Welcome to Gowanus, Brooklyn. The rape capital of Brooklyn. I hope you're all drinking tonight. I am drunk. I want to tell you guys about my relationship with alcohol. Before I do, I should explain I am single. Thank you. Like every single guy, I have tried prostitution. And it was great. I made $7 from a guy with a Michael Moore fetish. Thank you. I don't know why that's funny. They told me to say it. I don't know why. I don't have a girlfriend, but I do have a drinking problem. Thank you. Drinking problem's a lot like having a girlfriend. I get in trouble for things I don't remember doing. And I spend way too much money on it. In fact, a drinking problem is better than a girlfriend because my drinking problem will never leave me for having a drinking problem. If I lose my job due to my drinking problem is excited for me. Finally, more time to spend with me. When you go out drinking, the most annoying thing that can happen is to find yourself stuck in a group of 8 to 10 drunk women on girls' night out. I feel like I should explain right here, I like women. A lot. I like women. 90% of the women I've made out with have been women. That is how much I like women. But when you get 8 to 10 drunk women on girls' night out, they are no longer able to talk to each other. They can only communicate via screaming. So one's like, woo! And her friend's like, yee! And her friend's like, girls night! It's like being trapped in a pack of hyenas. By the way, that's women 25 and under. As they get older, the screaming gets a little slower. It's like, woo! Girls night! Over the age of 80, it's just like whale song. It's like, God move! By the way, I am not saying I like guys' night. Guys' night is the worst. Here's my story about guys' night. A friend of mine called me up. Liam, you gotta come over. We're gonna have guys' night. Just beer and basketball and no girls. It's like, all right. So I get there, and it's just me and him. And like 3 cases of cheap beer. I'm like, dude, what happened to guys' night? He's like, yeah, just me and you. No bitches up top. And here's a conversation we had at guys' night.
Hey, Liam, did you hear what Tommy was telling me? He writes his girlfriend poetry and buys a flower. That's so gay. That's so gay.
It's like, all right, let's break this down. Tommy found a way to get a woman to have sex with him. Then he figured out a way to get her to keep having sex with him. That's not gay, that's smart. You, on the other hand, invited me for guys' nights, where it's just me and you and 36 cases of cheap beer, watching sweaty guys on the TV, and every time they score a point, I somehow get grabbed in the ass. That, my friend, is a little bit gay. When I'm out drinking, I like to drink whiskey. All right. Where are my functional alcoholics at? I like whiskey because it's what I call a social drink. And I don't mean it'll make you friends. Okay, in fact, whiskey's what I drink when I've decided I have too many friends. It's like, okay, who doesn't find it funny when I throw a phone book at their fiancé's head? Oh, you? Okay. I guess I don't need you in my life anymore, pal. I mean, it's a social drink in the sense that whiskey hates it when you drink one whiskey alone. Drinking one whiskey at the bar is like inviting one friend to a party. Because you're standing there, and it's like you and the whiskey, and you and the whiskey, and you're drinking. Like, okay, at first, like, oh, everything's going. But eventually, it gets a little quiet, a little bit awkward. And eventually, you're staring at the whiskey, and the whiskey's staring at you. And it's like, hey, man, do you mind if I invite my buddy over? His name's Jameson. You'll really like him. You're like, all right. And then you have two whiskeys, and you're like, okay, well, now things are getting going, and there's a little music playing. And then they're like, hey, man, our friend Johnny Walker's in the neighborhood. Let's invite him over. And you're like, okay. And then whiskey number four is what I call the idea man. Because whiskey number four walks in the room like, hey, you still got the number for that Coke dealer? All right. I saw a strip club on the way over. Let's go. Whiskey number six is the world's worst wingman. Because whiskey number six will pull you over and be like, oh, you see that girl? You should go over and tell her she has nice tits. Really, whiskey? I think that's a terrible idea. Nah, chicks think it's funny. I don't know. She's with her boyfriend. Ah, you could kick his ass, dude. Look at those muscles. They're weighing him down. Whiskey number eight is the creepy guy no one invited to the party. But he just showed up and is angry. He's a guy like, hey, I don't like the way that guy's looking at you. You should take this beer bottle and fuck him with it. Whiskey, who invited you? You just showed up. What, are you scared? Don't worry, I got some shots coming. They'll back you up. And whiskey number 10. Yes. If you've reached whiskey number 10, I don't even need to tell you the rest. Whiskey number 10 comes at the point in the party when everyone knows it's over, but no one wants to be the first to leave. And you're all just hanging on there. And whiskey number 10 comes in like your parents to break up the party. This is just like, whoa, what are you doing? It is way past your bedtime, mister. You are going to sleep right now. Really? Right here in the bar? Yes, right here in the bar. You are closing your eyes in 5, 4... Wait a second. What is that in your stomach? That's dinner. It is out of here. Through the mouth or through the ass, it is gone. So you go out drinking. And you end your night of drinking the same way everyone ends their night of drinking. 3 a.m. at White Castle. Oh, yes. No one is at White Castle at 3 a.m. because their life is going well. You're not at White Castle at 3 a.m. because someone loves you and is waiting for you at home. Maybe you're there because you met someone in a MySpace chat. They said they were 12 years old, you thought it was a good idea, and now Dateline NBC is in the corner waiting for you. No one is at White Castle at 3 a.m. celebrating a promotion. Maybe you're there celebrating the fact that you finally found a check cashing place that doesn't know your employer bounces payroll every 2 weeks. I was in White Castle at 3 a.m. stuck in line behind a guy who was bragging to his buddy that he had been tasered so many times that he is now immune. You know who lives in White Castle? The King of Sadness.